Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo, and we're reading through the Bible, and now we're on chapter 1 of Genesis. Let's all ask the Lord to bless this tape. Father, bless this tape. Let all the words ring into the hearts, the spirits, and the minds of our spirits to and cause it to retain. We know that our spirit, our minds, and our entire being, our person, is not capable of remembering everything, and that's why it is written that we need to reprove, we need to hear the reproof of the word daily, because this is the way of life. This is the way to the kingdom of heaven. And so we cannot say we know the Bible, because we will forget the Bible. You've geared the human soul or the human person to where they have to continuously read or they're going to forget. The reproof of the word of the Lord is the way to the kingdom of heaven, the way of life. So, Lord, let us always remember that we have to constantly read the word in order to be in the way of life. Lord, we ask that all these things will remain with us, this knowledge that we have to continue on in your, in the Lord, in the word, daily. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says, Amen. Okay, let's start.
Genesis chapter 1,
the account of creation.
Now we start with the King James Version, and then we go into the commentary, or so that it might be a little easier for you to understand the word. All right, go ahead.
King James Version, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Commentary, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. King James Version, verse 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Commentary, verse 2. The earth was empty, a formless mass cloaked in darkness, and the Spirit of God was hovering over its surface. King James Version, verse 3. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. Commentary, verse 3. Then God said, quote, Let there be light, end quote, and there was light. King James Version, verse 4. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Commentary, verse 4. And God saw it was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness. King James Version, verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Commentary, verse 5. God called the light, quote, day, and the darkness, quote, night. Together these made up one day. King James Version, verse 6. And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Commentary, verse 6. And God said, quote, Let there be space between the waters to separate waters from waters. King James Version, verse 7. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. Commentary, verse 7. And so it was. God made this space to separate the waters above from the waters below. King James Version, verse 8. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Commentary, verse 8. And God called this space sky. This happened on the second day. King James Version, verse 9. And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Commentary, verse 9. And God said, quote, let the waters beneath the sky be gathered into one place, so dry ground may appear.
Okay, heaven is one place, and sky is another place, all right? There's clouds in the sky that have water in them. Amen?
Yeah.
And then there's the Holy Spirit, which is symbolized by water in the kingdom of heaven. But the space that is not, they say, in the heavens, where that means, you know, in the sky, actually. And so we want to get our head screwed on right, okay? The heavens is also called the sky. But heaven, the actual place heaven, is not, it's up in the sky very high. All right, so we're talking about another kind of water here. All right? So we'll call it sky. All right? The sky is where heaven is. So. All right, then what else?
Commentary verse 9 continued, and so it was. King James Version verse 10. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. Commentary verse 10. God named the dry ground, quote, land, and the waters, quote, seas, and God saw that it was good. King James Version, verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Commentary verse 11. Then God said, quote, let the land burst forth with every sort of grass and seed bearing plant, and let there be trees that grow seed bearing fruit. The seeds will then produce the kinds of plants and trees from which they came. And so it was. King James Version verse 12. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Commentary verse 12. The land was filled with seed-bearing plants and trees, and their seeds produced plants and trees of like kind. And God saw that it was good. King James Version, verse 13. And the evening and the morning were the third day.
Now see, everything that we're saying here is the same. All right? It's the same. It's just said a little bit different to where maybe you can understand it a little better. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
Commentary, verse 13. This all happened on the third day. King James Version, verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven, to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Commentary verse 14. And God said, quote, let bright lights appear in the sky to separate the day from the night. They will be signs to mark off the seasons, the days, and the years. King James Version verse 15. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven, to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Commentary verse 15. Let their light shine down upon the earth. And so it was.
Now these are lights in the heavens that we can navigate by the stars, all right? And we can tell all sorts of things by the stars. When there's going to be an eclipse, we can tell what seasons it is. It's exactly as the Lord says. So this should build faith in everybody to see that this is, how could anyone know all these things back when these things were written if it weren't God? God told us these things, and then people investigated and found out that's the way it is. I mean, we can actually tell times and seasons, and we can navigate by the stars. They're up there for a reason. They're not just there to twinkle, all right? And it also does bring light and joy to us here on earth. We can see those bright lights in the heavens. And then the two great bright lights, the sun, which reigns over the day, and the moon that reigns over the evening. Okay, then what?
King James Version, verse 16. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Commentary, verse 16. For God made two great lights, the sun and the moon, to shine down upon the earth. The greater one, the sun, presides during the day. The lesser one, the moon, presides through the night. He also made the stars.
It's the same thing, amen?
Amen.
Then what?
King James Version, verse 17. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. Commentary, verse 17. God set these lights in the heavens to light the earth. King James Version, verse 18. And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good. Commentary, verse 18. To govern the day and the night, and to separate the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good. King James Version, verse 19. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Commentary, verse 19. This all happened on the fourth day. King James Version, verse 20. And God said, Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. Commentary, verse 20. And God said, quote, Let the waters swarm with fish and other life. Let the skies be filled with birds of every kind. End quote.
Now, the Lord says that he made the animals and the birds out of the dirt, out of the earth, and us. Amen?
Amen.
So the way it kind of says in the King James, it makes one believe that they came out, the birds came out of the water, but that isn't true. They came out of the earth. Okay? I'm not saying that it's just, it's worded so that it makes it sound that way, but it doesn't really mean that in the Hebrew. All right? Then what else?
King James Version, verse 21. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the...
Like the sea monsters. Monsters like a huge sea monster. Okay, then what else?
And every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Commentary, verse 21. So God created great sea creatures, and every sort of fish, and every kind of bird, and God saw that it was good. King James Version, verse 22. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. Commentary, verse 22. Then God blessed them, saying, quote, Let the fish multiply and fill the oceans. Let the birds increase and fill the earth. King James Version, verse 23. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Commentary, verse 23. This all happened on the fifth day. King James Version, verse 24.
See, that's just, to me, it just seems so ridiculous to think that everything happened with a big bang. Amen?
Amen.
He's saying this all happened on the first day. One segment of creation. And then this all happened on the second day. Another segment of creation. And they say, well, it's so hard to believe that God did this just by saying words. Well, it's so hard to believe, it's too hard to believe, and it's impossible for it to happen in a big bang. A big bang, it would be just like something exploded and all of a sudden went into a print shop and made a dictionary. Amen?
or some kind of a book. No, it didn't happen that way. It happened in stages. The first day, all this happened. All this happened on the second day. All this happened on the third day. All this happened on the fourth and the fifth and the sixth day. Amen?
Amen.
And then God rested from all of his work of creation. It was work. Okay, then what? Because he had to figure it out. And working with the mind is far more than working with your hands. I've worked tremendously with my hands and with my strength when I'm all the years of my life. And I know that with your mind, it's very hard too, because I lived by my wits. I was a promoter and a person that did promotions for different people. And I was a marketing expert, and I had to use my mind. Now I don't have to use my mind. I just use the Lord's mind. Amen?
Amen.
That's better. That's even less work. Amen?
Amen.
So we can just lay it all down and just let the Lord do it. Okay? Then what else?
King James Version, verse 24. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. Commentary, verse 24. And God said, quote, let the land bring forth every kind of animal, livestock, small animals, and wildlife. And so it was. King James Version, verse 25. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Commentary, verse 25. God made all sorts of wild animals, livestock, and small animals, each able to reproduce more of its own kind. And God saw it was good. King James Version, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Okay, now because it says them, make them, I want to, instead of saying a person, put people, okay? Use the word, and God made, said, let us make people, okay?
Yeah.
All right, say it that way.
Commentary, verse 26. Then God said, quote, let us make people in our image, to be like ourselves. They will be masters over all life, the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the livestock, wild animals and small animals. King James Version, verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Commentary, verse 27. So God created people in his own image. God patterned him after himself. Male and female, he created them. King James Version, verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
And the reason I didn't want to say people, and I said a person, was because I didn't want people to think that God created many people at one time. Because all I did is, by creating people, he created a man, one person, and then out of that person, that man, he created woman. All right? And there's the doctrine that there must have been more than one man and the woman out of the man, but there wasn't, because the word throughout the Bible tells us that Eve was the mother of all flesh. Okay? And so she only had one husband, Adam, and that's all there was a man, and from him, from his rib, came a woman. Bone of his bone, and flesh of his flesh. Okay, they were one. And this is the reason why a man shall leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife and unite himself, be united with his wife, to become one. Man and woman. A woman without a man is half of a person. And a man without his wife, unless he's been called by God to be celibate or to be a eunuch, is only a half of a person. We need each other. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then go ahead.
Commentary, verse 28. And he blessed them and told them, quote, multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. Be masters over the fish and birds and all the animals. King James Version, verse 29. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. Commentary, verse 29. And God said, quote, look, exclamation mark, I have given you the seed-bearing plants throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food. King James Version, verse 30. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. Commentary, verse 30. And I have given all the grass and other green plants to the animals and birds for their food, and so it was. King James Version, verse 31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Commentary, verse 31. Then God looked over all he had made, and he saw that it was excellent in every way. This all happened on the sixth day.
Now we'll do chapter 2. Genesis.
Genesis chapter 2, King James Version, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. Commentary, verse 1. So the creation of the heavens and the earth and everything in them was completed. King James Version, verse 2. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Commentary, verse 2. On the seventh day, having finished his task, God rested from all his work. King James Version, verse 3. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Commentary, verse 3. And God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy, because it was the day when he rested from his work of creation.
Is that easier to understand?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing, amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
King James Version, verse 4. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Commentary, verse 4. This is the account of the creation of the heavens and the earth. Heading, The Man and Woman in Eden. When the Lord God made the heavens and the earth. King James Version, verse 5. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground.
So there wasn't any grain or anything, any plant, because there wasn't anybody to take care of it. Amen?
Amen.
But there was water that came up, and that, you know, we get into that a little later here. Amen?
Amen.
But still, you have to have somebody till the soil. Amen?
Amen.
And you have to have somebody to cultivate the soil, which is the same as tilling, and somebody to tend to it. because it's work on a farm. I know. I've worked on a farm. You go ahead.
Commentary verse 5. There were no plants or grain growing on the earth, for the Lord God had not sent any rain, and no one was there to cultivate the soil.
Same thing. Amen.
Amen. King James Version, verse 6. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Commentary, verse 6. But water came up out of the ground and watered all the land. King James Version, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Man became a living person. The soul is the same thing as your whole person. Okay, that's your body, your spirit, your soul. Amen?
Amen.
The wholeness of you. God is God, but he has three parts. It's triune, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We are tripart, not triune. He's triune, we're tripart. We have body, mind, spirit, and soul. We're a person. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
Commentary, verse 7. And the Lord God formed a man's body from the dust of the ground, and breathed into it the breath of life. And the man became a living person.
Right. Are you a person?
Yes.
Are you living?
Yes.
At this point, right? Okay, then what?
King James Version.
But you're also, it states that there were so many souls with Jacob. Amen?
Amen.
That means so many persons. Amen?
Amen.
All right. There wasn't some ghosts that were following him. But in reality, we are spirits. We're all spirits. We're just living in a human body. Amen?
Amen.
If you doubt this, one of these days you're going to die and your spirit's going to fly away somewhere. If you're saved, you're going to fly away to the Lord, your spirit. If not, the spirit is going to go into hell in the lake of fire. So we want to think of, you know, hold better thought than that, that we're going to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
So we're not going to doubt, we're going to believe. Because it's just as easy to believe as it is to doubt. And we might as well do something positive. We persons. Amen?
Amen.
We souls. Okay, what else?
King James Version, verse 8. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Commentary, verse 8. Then the Lord God planted a garden in Eden, in the east, and there he placed the man he had created. King James Version, verse 9. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Commentary, verse 9. And the Lord God planted all sorts of trees in the garden.
So the Lord was the first farmer. Amen?
Amen.
It's God's farm. He's the one that planted all the things. Amen?
Amen.
He made the seed and then he planted them. He did. Not Adam. Okay, go ahead.
Commentary, verse 9. And the Lord God planted all sorts of trees in the garden, beautiful trees that produced delicious fruit. At the center of the garden, he planted the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
So God planted them both. Amen?
Amen.
All three of them. All the trees that have fruit that are that is delicious, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the tree of life. Okay, then what?
King James Version, verse 10. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. Commentary, verse 10. A river flowed from the land of Eden, watering the garden and then dividing into four branches. King James Version, verse 11. The name of the first is Pison, That is it which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. Commentary, verse 11. One of these branches is the Pishon, which flows around the entire land of Havilah, where gold is found. King James Version, verse 12. And the gold of that land is good. There is bdellium and the onyx stone. Commentary, verse 12. The gold of that land is exceptionally pure. Aromatic resin and onyx stone are also found there. King James Version, verse 13. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that compasseth the whole land of Ethiopia. Commentary, verse 13. The second branch is the Gihon, which flows around the entire land of Cush.
And so Cush is the same as Ethiopia, all right? You might as well know both names, amen?
Amen.
Why not? Okay, what else?
King James Version, verse 14. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel. That is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. Commentary, verse 14. The third branch is the Tigris, which flows to the east of Asher. The fourth branch is the Euphrates. King James Version, verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Commentary, verse 15. The Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and care for it. King James Version, verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die.
Okay, when it says to tend or keep the garden, that means to keep all satanic things out of it as well. And that they failed to do. That Adam failed to do. The devil came in. Right in the middle, in the midst of the Garden of Eden, where the tree of life was, in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And they should have never let him in. That's why we have to resist the devil, because each one of us, we should think of us, and that's the way it is, that we are a Garden of Eden. And we can't let the devil in there. Adam did, and look what happened. And you cannot do that. You have to take care of yourself. You have to keep all aliens out, all these thoughts. You have to pull them down. All right? And you have to rebuke them, get rid of them, all your evil thoughts. Because when you let them in and entertain them, then you're letting Satan into the garden. And he will destroy you, as he did Adam and Eve and all of humanity. But now you know better. You don't want to be like Adam or Eve, which was Adam. Do you?
No.
No. Okay, so keep your Garden of Eden free. Tend to it. Okay, keep it. Keep your soul. Possess your soul. Possess your person. Your spirit. Your mind. Your soul. Your body. Amen?
Amen.
Because God put us in charge of everything here on earth. And how can we take care of everything here on earth if we first don't take care of our own spirit, our soul, our body? Amen?
Amen.
Our person. The garden. All right, then what?
Commentary, verse 16 and 17. But the Lord God gave him this warning, quote, You may freely eat any fruit in the garden, except fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat of its fruit, you will surely die. King James Version, verse 18. And the Lord God said, It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him.
Well, that was the only thing so far that the Lord stated that he had created that was not good. Amen?
Amen.
But then on the other hand, when you look at that woman was created, and she caused the fall. But he let her. And we have to be strong. We can't let our wives destroy or lead us into destruction. We have to lead them into the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Because they will lead you astray, women. But if you're a man of the Lord, you'll rebuke that, and you will lead them into heaven. You will not go the way of women, as they say in Germany. Okay, what else?
Commentary, verse 18. And the Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a companion who will help him."
A helpmate, a help companion, okay? A mate is a companion, right?
Right.
Well, a help companion. Same thing as a helpmate, amen?
Amen.
Not saying anything different. It's the Word of God. All right, then what else?
King James Version, verse 19. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air.
See, the birds came out of the earth, right?
Yes.
Then what?
And brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
Now that Adam was pretty smart, you know, to be able to name everything. We still call it the same thing today. Isn't that something?
Yes.
And what else?
Commentary, verse 19.
Oh, that's bird. Okay. Adam, call him bird. Amen?
Amen.
That's a parrot. This one over here, that's sparrow. Isn't that something?
Yes.
And we still, God called daytime day, and the light, and then the darkness he called night. We still call it day and night. Amen?
Amen.
What did evolution do for us? Nothing. All right, then what?
Commentary, verse 19. So the Lord God formed from the soil every kind of animal and bird. He brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And Adam chose a name for each one.
Could you do that? No. Our brains have deteriorated because of sin down through the years. We don't have the brain capacity that the first man had. We're not to think of them as primitive or cavemen or anything like that. That's just non-existent. Man or human or people had more intelligence in the beginning than we do now. Because everything we know now, they know. I mean, as so far as sin is concerned, they knew it the minute that they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They knew it. They knew they were naked, and they didn't. They were not ashamed before, but now we are. If you're not ashamed that you're naked, well, you don't go walking down the street naked, do you? Why, you're ashamed, okay? Shame came into the world. You may be naked in front of your wife, but certainly not your children, or walk down the street. And if you do that, well, then you're not ashamed, you're depraved. All right, then what else?
King James Version, verse 20. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an help meet for him. Commentary, verse 20. He gave names to all the livestock and birds and wild animals, but still there was no companion suitable for him.
No, he knew he couldn't get married to a cow, or to a giraffe, or to an ape, or a monkey, because he realized back then, he was smarter than us here, that he wasn't a monkey, okay? Now, maybe you think you are, but you've been brain damaged, okay? So there wasn't anything suitable for him, so there had to be a woman, amen?
Amen.
Bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, right?
Right.
All right, then what?
King James Version, verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. Commentary, verse 21. So the Lord God caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep. He took one of Adam's ribs and closed up the place from which he had taken it. King James Version, verse 22. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. Commentary, verse 22. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib, and brought her to Adam. King James Version, verse 23. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Commentary, verse 23. Quote, At last! Exclamation mark. End quote. Adam exclaimed, She is part of my own flesh and bone! Exclamation mark. She will be called, quote, woman, because she was taken out of man. End quote.
Now, if you were alone all this time, you'd say, At last! My mate. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Right?
Amen.
So you just have to, you know, put yourself in his place in order to derive of that. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Then what else? And she's not a monkey. She's not a giraffe. She's not a hippo or an elephant. She's bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She's a human. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So you evolutionists, put that in your pipe and smoke it. But I say don't smoke. All right, what else?
King James Version, verse 24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Commentary, verse 24. This explains why a man leaves his father and mother, and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. King James Version, verse 25. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Commentary, verse 25. Now, although Adam and his wife were both naked, neither of them felt any shame.
Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo, and you've heard chapter 1 and chapter 2 of the book of Genesis, and we'll be doing chapter 3 and possibly chapter 4 tomorrow. Till then, God bless you.